suspect in the shooting of the two National Guard members is now facing a first-degree murder charge.
Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announced the upgraded charges after the death of 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Pirro said the suspect drove across the country to launch an ambush-style attack with a .357 Smith & Wesson revolver. He initially faced charges of assault with intent to kill while armed and possession of a firearm during a crime of violence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fears about the artificial intelligence boom turning into an overblown bubble have eased following a recent stellar earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis acknowledges the benefits of AI while cautioning about its potential hazards.
It's been used effectively as a good tool to assist us in writing and in composing and planning and so forth. It's not something to be ignored. It can't be trifled with. It can be very helpful, but it can also be incredibly dangerous.
Boeing and NASA have agreed to keep astronauts off the company's next Starliner flight to the International Space Station.
That announcement comes 8 months after the first and only Starliner crew hitched a return trip to Earth aboard SpaceX. In 2024, NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams managed to dock Boeing Starliner to the International Space Station. But the capsule had so many problems that NASA ordered the capsule to return to Earth empty, leaving the astronauts stuck on the space station for more than 9 months. Boeing engineers are still working on Starliner's thruster and other issues. Boeing says they are still committed to the Starliner program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The Pentagon may soon cut ties with the Boy Scouts.
According to a report from National Public Radio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth might terminate all connections with Scouting America over its decision to admit homosexuals, transgender children, and girls. A memo quoted by NPR states that the organization, quote, no longer supports the future of American boys. Scouting America has lost vast numbers of scouts and large amounts of funding and support over the radical changes it has made in recent years. Michael Harrington reporting.
The co-creator of the British TV sitcoms Father Ted and the IT Crowd has been officially cleared of harassing a transgender activist on social media. Prosecutors allege that Gary Linehan, an Irish comedy writer known for his outspoken criticism of trans activism, wrote repeated abusive, unreasonable social media posts about Sophia Brooks. He denied the charge. This is SRN News. A telescope in Chile has captured a stunning new picture of a grand and graceful cosmic butterfly.
The National Science Foundation's NOAA lab released the picture Wednesday. Snapped last month by the Gemini South Telescope, the aptly named Butterfly Nebula is 2,500 to 3,800 light years away in the constellation Scorpius. At the heart of this bipolar nebula is a white dwarf star that cast aside its outer layers of gas long ago. The discarded gas forms the butterfly wings billowing from the aging star, whose heat causes the gas to glow. School children in Chile chose this astronomical target to celebrate 25 years of operation by the International Gemini Observatory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Valuable eels are in decline worldwide, so much so that they're in danger of extinction. Freshwater eels are important to the global sushi industry, and some species have declined more than 90% since the 1980s. More details at srnnews.com.